has some knowledge for man, and it's a manual, and he has an ashram here. And this is a spiritual master, His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami. Mr. Ross does not speak English, so.
Oh, yeah, I understand a little, but I cannot speak easily.
Mm-hmm.
But I was 3 months in India.
It is a technical subject, translation. Our Bhagavad Gita, there is yoga practice also. So we approve this yoga practice. There is no doubt. And in the Vedic literature, it is said, Dhyana avasthita jadgatena manasa pasanti yam yogina. The yogis, they also sees the absolute truth by meditation within the mind. So this process is approved process. And there are divisions, Sagarbha yogi, Nigarbha yogi. So, what is your special subject matter of yogi?
I try to make a yoga who is understanding from accident. I saw that occidental people is more intellectual. And I don't understand very easily the karma yoga. There are dynamics, and I don't understand that we must work without goal, without intention, without personal intention. And I try to montrer,
show
through the practice of Hatha Yoga. But posture and pranayama and concentration, I try to.
The beginning from abdomen.
The kind of meditation I learned in India with Swami Satyananda. It's a few different techniques. One is Ajapajap.
Manipurak. Then the intestines, they come to the heart, and then ultimately to the Brahmarandra. This practice?
Yes, is a practice of Kundalini Yoga, but very, very tempered,
moderate.
It's not a Kundalini Yoga with a strong pranayama. It's more a question of conscious of awareness of the breathing. And for example,
breathing.
For example, breathing we start in
prana. This is prana.
And you must have the conscious of your breathing from muladhara to ajna, and ajna through the vertebral column to muladhara. This is one example, and. It's in general a technique of concentration. For example,
that I have already said, dhyana avasthita. Dhyana avasthita. Dhyana means meditation.
Yes.
And situated, avasthita. Dhyana avasthita. Tadgatena manasa my mind. Pashyanti Janjogin. So these processes are approved. But they are more or less on the bodily concept of life.
Is according to
as the karmis, they are in the bodily concept of life. They are working day and night, trying to improve the material condition of life, not only in this life but also in the next life. They are performing different ritualistic ceremonies for being promoted to the heavenly planet, like that.
Yes.
So they are all karmis, either in this world or in the next world. They are called karmis. So karmi means they want comfort of this body. And the yogis, they are also on the concept of this body. They are identifying this body as designated Brahma, Upadhi Brahma, Brahma with designation. But their central point is this body. This bodily concept of life, so long it continues in the form of karma yogi or dhyana yogi, it can give him relief from the cycle of birth and death and merge into the Brahma effulgence. Brahma Sajujya Mukti, this is called, technically. The Jnani is also. But that is not final. There is still farther. Even there is Brahma Sarupa Mukti, Brahma Salokya Mukti, Brahma Shasti Mukti. Generally, the yogis and the jnanis, they aim at Brahma Sajujya Mukti, to march into the Brahma effulgence. But that is not final. Final is Bhakti Yoga. After advancing, if the yogi gets the chance of associating with pure devotee and he engages himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, that is final purpose.
Yes. I think so.
Yeah.
But this is the ultimate. It's very far for an European people, I think. It's like in the yoga of Patanjali. It's eight path.
Ashtanga.
Ashtanga. Yes, Ashtanga yoga. The last part of the evolution. And I think first we must, through the body, find the balance.
Mm-hmm.
With the balance of our body, we can go after to the balance of our ego or psychism. And after this, perhaps we are able to sacrifice all to the Lord.
Sacrifice for whom?
Yes. Without intention.
The Lord, he said.
Without personal intention.
I'll speak.
resides.
A sacrifice. Intention means personal intention. Otherwise, intention to satisfy the law, that is required.
Mm-hmm.
That is bhakti.
And
we are not intentionless, but purified intention.
And what is your practice, technically,
yeah.
I think?
Technically, it begins with hearing. Sarvanam, to hear about God, just like Bhagavad Gita, we hear from God, personally.
Mm-hmm. But through lecture, through sound?
Yes, through sound vibration.
And repeat and...
Saddhātanāvṛtti, in the Vedānta Sutra, there is. By hearing the sound, one becomes immortal. So,
it's like japa yoga, for
that
example?
That is later. While beginning, you have simply to give submissive oral reception. That is the first beginning. Sthane sthita sutivatan sunumam vadhuti. Our process is jnani prayasam udapas. I know something, or I can know the Supreme by my knowledge. I have something, I'm very important. Our process is to forget this first of all. This is called humbleness, submission. Generally, the jnanis, yogis, they are thinking that they can do something by their own endeavor. Our process is different, that I am limited. My endeavor is limited, my knowledge is limited, so I cannot realize the unlimited by these limited resources. This is our first submission. Jnani prayasam udapas. That I am limited, I am not unlimited. That's a fact. So how can I know the unlimited? By my limited activities. This is our first submission. Just like in the Vedic literature, it is stated the Mahavishnu, the plenary expansion of Govinda, from his breathing, innumerable universes are coming and going. Jasyaika nishyasita kāra matāva lamma jīvanti loma vilaja jagadannana thā. So, we cannot conceive even of this universe. And innumerable universes are coming and going during the breathing period of Mahavishnu. And that Mahavishnu is the plenary expansion of Govinda. So this is the position of Govinda. So, therefore, our process is not to try by our limited endeavor to understand the unlimited. This is our first problem. Better be submissive and hear from the Lord or from the representative of the Lord about Him. Jnani Pryasam Udupasam Namanta Eva. Call. Jnani Pryasam Udupasam Namanta Eva. Sarmakaritana Bhavadiya Vata. Sthane Sthita Sutivatan Tanuvan Manovi. Ji prayasa jita jitapasi stai stilakka. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's first admission that this way one can. You find out this verse, Jnani Prayasam Udupasam.
Jnani Prayasam Udupasam.
It's not in Bhagavad Gita.
Oh, that's Jnana Prayasam. That's 10th canto, chapter 14.
Yeah.
Verse 14.
You can find out in Chaitanya Chaitanya.
Yes.
In the Krishna book, we find out. When Brahma is offering prayers to Krishna, Brahma is offered, I think, first part.
Paragraph. But the 14th paragraph.
Oh. And Mahavishnu declared his match.
We don't even know this universe.
What?
That we don't know this universe, so there are so many innumerable universes.
14th paragraph, what is it?
Jnani Prayasam.
Is Lord Brahma admitted that his birth was from the lotus flower which blossomed from the navel of Narayana.
Here it says 10.14.3, the third paragraph is Jnani Prayasam Udapashyanamantakeva Jivanti Sanmukaritam Bhavadiyar Vartam Stanestitak Shrutigatam Panuvanamanopir Jay Prayasho Jitak Jito Piyasau Taistri Lokyam
Jito Pi Jitak Pasi Taistri Lokyam. Well, we have explained in English. What is it? Madhya Lila?
This is Madhya Lila, 8th chapter.
Where about?
Not here. It's in Bombay.
No,
third paragraph.
8th chapter, we have. Translated?
Yes.
The
manuscript is there in Bombay.
No. We have published the book up to 11 chapters.
Not published yet, no.
What is this book? This Chaitanya Chaitamrita?
That is Adi Lila.
Adi
Lila, not Madhya Lila.
Oh, not Madhya.
No. Third paragraph.
The third paragraph of the chapter?
14. Yeah, let me say it for you. So, since the best process of understanding you is to submissively give up the speculative process and try to hear about you either from yourself, as you have given statements in the Bhagavad Gita and many other similar Vedic literatures, or from a realized devotee who has taken shelter at your lotus feet. One has to hear from a devotee without speculation. One does not even need to change his worldly position. Simply he has to hear your message. Although you are not understandable by the material senses, simply by hearing about you, one can gradually conquer the nescience of misunderstanding. By your grace only, you become revealed to the devotee. You are unconquerable by any other means. Speculative knowledge without any trace of devotional service is simply useless waste of time in search for you. Devotional service is so important that even a little attempt can raise one to the highest perfectional platform. One should not, therefore, neglect this auspicious process of devotional service and take to the speculative method. By the speculative method, one may gain partial knowledge of your cosmic manifestation, but it is not possible to understand you, the origin of everything. The attempt of persons who are interested only in speculative knowledge is simply wasted labor, like the labor of a person who attempts to gain something by beating the empty husk of rice paddy. A little quantity of paddy can be husked by the grinding wheel, and one can gain some grains of rice, but if the skin, the paddy, is already beaten by the grinding wheel, there is no further gain in beating the husk. It is simply useless labor.
So, bhakti, isko, does not very much appreciate speculating methods. They surrender and they try to get knowledge directly from the Supreme Law, as Bhagavad Gita is being spoken by the Supreme Law, or statements from the pure, highly elevated devotees, just like Brahma is speaking this way. Hearing. The main purpose is hearing from the right source. That is especially in the Western world, instead of hearing from the right source, they want to speculate about the Absolute. We have got about 20 books like this, but they are not speculation. They are simply by hearing. I am writing what I have heard, not that I am speculating. Mostly the philosophers, the writers, they speculate, they write their own opinion. But our process is not that. We don't speculate. We present the statements of God and His devotees. There is the whole book. Anywhere you won't find, I think, in my opinion, perhaps it should be like this. No. We don't do that. As soon as there is perhaps, or maybe, that is not perfect knowledge. There is speculation. Just like in the Padma Purana, there is statement of different species of life. Jalajanavalakhani, straight statement, that there are 900,000 species of life in the water. It is not written like this. Perhaps it may be, no. Neither says 1 million or 800,000, no, 900,000 specifically. Yeah, how do they get this knowledge? Exactly, see, jajanavalakkhan, sthavaranakkhan. Now, in another place, the magnitude of the soul is explained. Kesagra-sadvagasya, in the Upanishad also, it is stated that 10,000 part of the top of the hair point is the magnitude of the soul. Our knowledge is accepted in that way, Vedic knowledge. Whatever is stated in the Vedas, that is taken as absolute truth, and we accept it. And that is fact. If you go to the same point by experimental truth, you will come to the same conclusion. So, we think that by experimental knowledge, why should we waste our time? Better take the truth which is already stated in the Vedic literature and build up your further premises on that basic truth. Just like that small fragment of spirit, 1/10,000 portion of the top of the hair is there within you, within me. And that is rotating through the air, ban upon ban, like that, the vayu. And the yogic process is to capture it. But that is a fact, that the spirit soul is there within this body. It is a fact. So either you try to understand or capture it by the yogic process, or you know it, that there is this soul within the body. The result is the same. Therefore, you will find in the Bhagavad Gita, at the end of the 6th chapter, that the Bhakta Yogi is the topmost yogi. Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana saddhavan bhajati yomam same yuktatam yogi, first class yogi, is he who is always thinking of basically, I am talking and also thinking of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. As soon as I stop talking, immediately my Hare Krishna goes on. So remembrance is there. We don't forget Krishna. Thinking about Krishna, so naturally Krishna Samadhi. If one continues this attitude, all has to be absorbed in Krishna. And Krishna recommends, such person is the topmost yogi. Yoginam api sarvesam madgatham taram. Sadhyavan bhajati yomam samijuktatam. So it is confirmed by the greatest authority, and if we practice, this practice can be done in the association of devotees. That is perfection of life. There are some conditions of self-control, no meat eating, no fish, no eggs, no illicit sex life, no intoxication, in smoking, drinking tea, and no gambling, and chanting Hare Krishna mantra and thinking of Krishna. That's all. Very easy. And everyone can perform it without undergoing the bodily exercises, which is sometimes difficult for a common man. So one can adopt this bhakti yoga process and become perfect. And this is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Jang jang and bhavi sarvam bhavam tajattanti kalevanam. If one becomes accustomed to this habit and at the time of death he thinks of Krishna, then
jam jam vapi smaran bhavam kya jutyante kalevaram tam tam vivaiti kunteya sadatad bhava bhavitah.
Sadatad bhava bhavitah. Yeah, this is very important.
Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits this body, that state he will attain without fail.
So we are practicing this bhakti yoga and teaching others also.
And when people is not prepared, for example, to be vegetarian when it's when his mind is not prepared to his life, what are you doing?
Well, that is
how can you educate people to come?
We are educating. We are educating hundreds and thousands. If one exists,
European people. Occidental people is not...
They are all Occidental.
Yes, yes, you, but majority of people. Why do you...
Occidental means Eastern, Western?
Western.
Yes. They are all Western. They have taken to it. They have given up all such habits. In the beginning, they were coming to me with their girlfriends, boyfriends. I said, no, you cannot stay like that. So they agreed. I have got them married personally. They have got children. If you want to live as Grihastha, live. If you want to live as Vanaprastha or Sannyas. So generally young men, young girls, I get them married. So there is no harm. Married life, sex life, there is allowed in the Shastra. But not illicit sex. There is not allowed. If one remains sinful, he cannot make any progress of spiritual life.
Yes.
There is no problem. This is bogus, that you remain a sinful and at the same time make spiritual progress. That is not problem. Otherwise, why there is distinction of sinful and pious life? It must be pious life. And the basic principle of pious life is this, avoid these four sinful life. Illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. That's sinful life. So one cannot make any progress in spiritual life who is habituated to act simply. That is not possible.
I am according, but how to understand? How to make
this is
understanding?
Plain understanding. That's why the physician says that if you eat these things, then you will not be cured. A physician should straightly speak to the patient, you should not do this, then he will be cured. If he does not agree, then he will not be cured. It is like that. If you remain sinful, then you cannot make any spiritual progress. That is going on. All the samis, yogis, and don't mind, I've seen. They keep them in the sinful life and talk very, very big, big words. That will not help. Sinful life must be stopped. Then yoga practice will be successful. Yuktahara viharasya yoga bhavati siddhi. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. If you are yogi, if you want siddhi, then you must eat and sleep and accept things. Yukta. Yukta means as it is required. Not more than that, not less than that. That is yukta. We don't say that you starve. No, we don't say. We give them eatables. We don't say there is no sex life. Sex life is there. But married, simply for begetting children. Otherwise, no sex life. Not for sense getting. If these things go on, in New York, there is a yogi, I do not wish to name his, but in the paper it was published that he was having sex with his disciple. Is it not?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, everyone know? What is this? I mean, from moral point of view, a disciple is just like daughter. And this man was having sex life with his disciple. And he's a yogi, you see. Even though he has no moral sense, apart from spiritual knowledge. According to human social constitution, one should not have sex life with daughter, with mother and sister. And what is this? If one has sex life with daughter, and what is this? Moral life.
I was always interested by Buddhism Zen. I think it's a way very very strong with a technique with a little different as yoga. For example, one practical way is les arts martiaux. Like Aikido, Judo, and Kendo. I think the approach is very, very interesting, but very difficult to understand.
How is that?
It's to go through through death. They start from the from this sentence that people is afraid for death, and is the first problem. How to transcend human life? How to transcend la mort?
How to transcend death?
Death, yes. Hmm? How to transcend death? And technically, they practice combat, le combat.
Combat, fighting.
Fighting, two persons are fighting, master and disciple, to to make the problem very, very clear, and they fight with arm. So it's to see what people is able to do in front of the death. Master is coming with a sabre,
a sword,
and he make like he will kill the disciple. And disciple must learn to be calm in front of the death. It's so we can say it's a practice, a psychological practice.
Why the master will kill the disciple?
No.
What is this practice?
He don't kill, but he make like he will kill. But he don't kill. Of course not.
That is.
But it's like a game, we can say. To learn little by little to be the master of our ego. And finally to go through the ego. And I think it's a way very interesting. But
That is automatically taught in Bhakti Yoga. Dasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. It is said, if you can keep your master pleased, then God will be pleased. Dasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. And if you make your master displeased, then you are nowhere. These are the teachings of Bhakti Yoga. But if the master is such a rascal that if he asks the disciple that you please me with sex life, then what kind of master is he? Sex life is so strong. And the school colleges, the teachers having sex life with the students. And yogic process, Ashtanga Yoga, first is samyam, jam niyam, asan pranayam, pratyahara, samadhi, like that. But this is against this principle of jam niyam.
Yes, and first is
I know
yama and niyama.
Seva yogis, so-called yogis in Niya, they are having sex life with the female disciples. I know. I do not wish to name them, but I know them personally. So many. Here, in America, there are so many women, they have no husband, so naturally they want sex life with others. And there are many such persons take advantage. Take peace also. Take peace. You read the sixth chapter, yoga practice portion, how to sit, how to look, how to behave.
Yoga is not for people with eating too much and sleeping too much, not sleeping.
It says, yogi unjita satatam mat. Manam rasasi stataha ekaki yata chitatma
nirashya. The first condition is ekaki, alone. Now where is that facility? Actually, yogis used to go to the forest, to the Himalaya, not in the city with so many people. Ekaki, this word is used. Ekaki.
Ekaki.
Ekaki means alone.
Chatata chitatma, nirashi, aparigraha.
Nirashi means without any motive, an aparigraha. Without accepting anything from anyone else. Aparigraha. Then?
It says, shuchau deshe pratistapya.
Shuchau deshe. In a very sanctified place. Therefore, Indian yogis, they go to Haridwar, Himalaya.
Sthiramasanam.
Sthirasanam. Asanam, they must be fixed up. The yogis will not leave that asana. Thirasana.
Nati uchitam. Nati.
It is not very much raised, not very much lower. Then?
Chailajina kushottaram.
Chailajina kushottaram. That kusha, straw, and the deer skin. Chailajina kushottaram.
Tatraikagram manak kritva.
Ekagram. Meditation, concentrated. Manak kritya.
Jata chitindriya kriyaha.
Jata chitindriya kriya.
Upavishasane yunjad yogam atma vishuddhaye.
Yeah. Upavishana, sitting on the asana, one should be purified. Then?
Shamam kaya
shiro. Yes, shamam kaya shiro. The kaya of the body, and the neck, and the head, and straight line. Then?
Dharayan achalam stiraha.
Achalam, without any movement. Then?
Sampreksha nasikagram svam.
And half eyes open and seeing the point of the nose.
Dishash Shanavalokaya.
Not to look any other way, simply. These are the practice. Who is going to do that? Ekaki alone in a sanctified place, making the asan, doing like that, then what?
It says prashantatma vigata peer.
No fear, he's sitting in the alone in the Himalaya, not afraid of anything. Vigata bhi. Then
Brahmachari Vratesta.
Brahmachari, this is very odd. No sex life. Brahmachari Vrata. They are taking peace and having sex with the disciples, the yogis, you see. This way. Brahmachari Vrata.
Manak samyamya machchito.
Manak samyamya machchitya. All is thinking of me. Vishnu Murti. Or Krishna Murti. Then?
Yukta asita matpara.
Yukta asita matpara. All is thinking of me. Then?
Yunjanevam saratmanam. Yogi niyatamanasaha.
In this way, one who practices yoga.
Shantim nirvana
pramana. Then he gets shanti.
Matsamstam adhigacchati.
Matsamstam. Then he is promoted to the Brahma infallibles. That means he surpasses the material existence. Then?
Natyashnatas to yogasti.
Natyashnatas. It is not that you should not eat. Absolutely. No. Eat very little. So?
Nachai kantam anashnataha.
Not to eat more, not to eat less. Whatever will sustain you, you must eat.
Nachati svapanashilasya.
Neither deep sleep very deeply, nor sleep less. Then?
Jagrato naiva charjuna. Yuktahara viharasya.
Yuktahara viharasya.
Yukta chetasya karmasu, yukta svapnava bhodasya, yoga bhavati dukkaha.
Dukkaha.
Yada vinayatam chitam atmani avatistate nishpurha sarva kame vyo yuktiti uchite tada.
These are the actual yoga practice. They are all described in the Bhagavad Gita. That's all.